The Clean Water Act prohibits vessels from discharging pollutants into U.S. waters without a permit. Conservation groups say the EPA has basically ignored a 2005 court order telling it to end an exemption for the shipping industry. The National Wildlife Federation and other groups say many ships coming in from the Atlantic Ocean violate the discharge law and dump untreated ballast that contains non-native species. So the Federation has filed a notice of intent to sue more than a dozen international shipping companies. George Meyer of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation acknowledges it's hard to link a specific species to any one ship.
Well, we do know that they did discharge ballast water and it's untreated. And that is would be, by definition, a discharge of a pollutant under the Clean Water Act.
Meyer says the lawsuit will try to get the EPA to issue the discharge permits and get the shipping companies to use ballast water treatments. A coalition of international shipping companies declined comment on the threatened lawsuit. But EPA Assistant Administrator Benjamin Grumbles says it's better to handle the ballast water issue via another law.
We think concepts from the Clean Water Act are valuable and important, but when it comes to permits for 13 million or more vessels, that the best approach might be through the National Invasive Species Act.
But environmental groups say updating of that law has been slowed for years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.